and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yodi.com.
Bat pipes is more like it. So I'm walking down the promenade, a 3-block-long open-air mall, near where I work, that has the audacity to have a Fatburger at the wrong end. I'm on my way there, and taking in the sights. The promenade is odd, in that it amounts to mini-law, with each oddity from the land of oddities, stuffed into a too small space. It feels sort of surreal, and you'll see things there that really, shouldn't be that close together. Natalie Press Nation of Islam pamphleteers mix, with mohawked and body-pierced bunkers, who mix with homeless legless vets, who mix with the beautiful people, who mix with frazzled tech nerds blinking in the sun, who mix with bewildered tourists, who mix with groups of wheelchair-bound oldsters, who mix with oddballs that bring their particular abilities out in public and try to make a buck with them. These last range from one guy that simply holds up a sign that says no talent, to grizzled and raspy-throated bluesman to string quartet from CalArts, to bagpipe player in full Scottish regalia, wailing away. I'm half a block away when I first hear him, and my initial impression is that somebody is torturing cats in front of a loudspeaker. People walking toward me are either smiling and covering their ears, or grimacing and covering their ears. As I get closer, yes indeed, it's bagpipes, and yes indeed, it's a guy in a kilt, and yes indeed those damned things are loud. Just the reputation of a people that call that music and haggis food would be enough to drive off most enemies, even if they did run away giggling at the skirts. Half an hour later, on my way back, it's quiet, and two cops are standing next to the bagpipe player, showing him the public disturbance section in their codebook.
The text of this story is available at yodi.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.